Come out of the world, oh my people. Sing the
truth. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. I wanted to talk about something that I see happening out today in the oversensationalism of the end times prophecies by people passing on or just making people live in fear about the so-called things that are going on in today's world and so on. And the idea of if we're living in the end times or not. And we're supposed to be teaching and preaching each other about the faith in Yah and the joy that Yah gives us, and to go out there and with our time proclaim the word of Yahweh. But I see so many people running around in fear, looking like chickens with their heads cut off, because they don't know what to do because of this end times message that people are given today. I'm against this. I don't believe in this, and I don't think it's good and healthy for people of Yahweh. And for whatever the motivation is behind it, I think it needs to stop, and we need to stop listening to people that are just placing this message of fear amongst people today. Now, I know not everyone's fearful about the end times. Some people are looking forward to the end times, that this would be the end, and the end is near, and so on. Because the return of Yeshua shall come. But it's not that, I don't think we're one day closer, because each day we're one day closer, but it could be thousands of years still. The end times truly started when Yeshua was put in that cross. That's when the end times started. That was a long time ago. And every generation since then could say, well, the end times are amongst us. But the fear and the media, the way it controls people. I have faith in Yeshua. I get up and I'm joyful for this day that I can go out there and pray, proclaim and praise and submit and have joy. I'm not going out there and people, I'm telling people Yeshua's coming, get right with Yah. Repentance brings refreshing. But I'm not saying the end times are here. And yes, without a doubt, this could be our last day. We don't know. I'm not looking at the end times on a world level event. I'm looking at the end times on a personal event. So instead of this message about the end times being near because of all this fear that's being placed and all this misunderstanding of scripture and everything else, I'm telling people your end time is near, because you don't know when your last day is. So you need to get right with our Creator. And you need to repent now and have that refreshing now. And we need to let people know about Yeshua now, because we don't know when our end time is near. But as for the end times in general and Yeshua's return, no man knows that day or that hour. And I see people saying, oh, the signs are there now and the gas is high. Look, the price of gas has nothing to do with the end times. This is my belief. The price of gas has nothing to do with the end times. So when I'm hearing people say the end times are near because gas is $2 more a gallon than it was last year, and I'm thinking, how much more are you spending truly every month on gas? What, an extra $50 or an extra $100 on gas? You think the end times is coming because you're spending an extra $50 a month on gas? And this is the way people are sounding. The shelves are empty with food. No, there's not. The scriptures say there'll be famine at the end times, right? True famine. We're not in no times of famine. Not even close. The shelves aren't empty. But there's shortages in certain things. There are always shortages in certain things. It's just the media and the fear and everything that goes along with that and everything else. When you see homeless people that are overweight, there's no food shortage. It's people's choice of what they decide to eat and put in their body and so on. I'm not driving past McDonald's and McDonald's was closed. Even during the pandemic, they were open with their drive-thru and you could order food online and press a button. Look, there are no end times when you could press a button and have somebody at your door with a bag of food a couple of minutes later. you know? But we need to be praying and thinking our end time could be near, not their end time is near. You know, and this whole idea about wars and rumors of wars and people, oh, it's the end times because we're at war. Listen, ever since the time of Yeshua, we've been at war. And prior to that as well. You know, war has been, always been part of things. You know, the times are worse now than ever before. That's not what I see. I don't see that. Well, don't you see this craziness going on in the world? You could have said the same thing 10 years ago. You could have said, Y2K, I remember people were, oh, this is it. Get ready. Y2K is here. You know, and then came the day after Y2K, and now what's the next one that the churches are going to use to scare people into doing something or believing something else or anything else? You know, we got to be careful what we're doing. We should be at Joy, getting the word out about Yah. People they don't have any time to go preach the word of Yah because they're going to the store and stocking up their shelves with food and everything else during the end times. We're not going to save ourselves. You know, I'm all for one being prepared. I'm all for one being prepared, but I'm not stocking up my cellar with wine so during the end times I'll be able to drink or something. The last thing I want to be doing during these times is be getting drunk. And then people talking about, well, there's going to be no food and stuff. So I'm going to grow my own food. And if it's truly the end times, I'm probably going to be chased off my land or something. Now, I'm not saying stand with a suitcase and be waiting and be hungry and not get yourself some food. Prepare for yourself. Make sure you can grow some food. But when the end times come, we're not going to care about how much gas cost. You know, we need to think about these things. You know, the wars that are going on now in the world, as terrible as they are and as wrong as they are, aren't the wars that are going to be happening at the end times. I mean, there's a war going on and there's the same hand you can go down a block and get a McDonald's drive-thru. That's not really war. You know, but people are getting shot and people are getting killed and there are people starving all over the world. And war is a sick thing that somebody would go into somebody else's house and start shooting up people and all this stuff. Yeah, that's a war. Don't get me wrong. That's a war, but not the type of end time wars they're talking about in scripture. You know, there's a lot of people out there today proclaiming false things and teaching false things about Messiah. And it says many false teachers will come during these times to be careful and false prophets. This isn't anything new. There have always been people out there that have been teaching against the word of Yah. You know, so we just got to remember when the scripture says, you know, that, you know, what truly, you know, these end times are going to be. And think about when you hear a message about the end times, what's the motive behind it? You know, everyone says, oh, it's getting darker and darker in this world. You know, and people are getting blinder and blinder. And who knows, maybe today is our end time. Maybe today is our last day. Maybe today is the, you know, the day that we don't survive. And we need to live every day like it's last in terms of, this might be our last day. But I'll tell you this, if this is my last day, I'm not going out and stocking up food for tomorrow. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. If this is my last day, I'm going out and telling everyone, look, Yeshua's calling me home, and today may be the day, but I want you to know that He died for all of us. And it might not be your last day today. It might be your last day today. We need to be ready. You know, and all this end times among us stuff is just more and more people are jumping on this and, you know, talking about the price of gas. Come on. We have all this oil and everything else here, right here in our own country, and all this stuff right here in our, you know, that in one call, everything can be switched around and the prices can come down. But I'm not worried about the price of gas if today's my last day. So it says in scriptures that he's going to come like a thief in the night. Like a thief in the night. While people are in peace and safety. Destruction will come, and then suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that day should surprise. So that this day should surprise you like a thief. Okay, we need to be ready. We need to know what to expect. We need to prepare. But we can't teach and preach the fear of the man. You know, Yah's gonna provide our food, right? So why are we stocking up for the next 10 years in a basement in a bomb shelter underground because the end times could be coming and so on? I'm all for preparation and I'm all for being wise in the things we need to do. But we need to focus. Yes. And I pray that people can be more focused on what they need to do. Matthew 24:14 says, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimonial to all nations, and then the end will come." It's our job to go out there and not run and hide, but our job to go out there and proclaim the gospel. Proclaim the gospel. So I wanted to share this today because people ask me what I think about it. It doesn't matter what I think about it, but scripture shows us the attitude of a believer and the attitude we are to have. And we are to prepare that the end times are not coming. We are to prepare that we're going to be here for a long time and be good stewards of our money and live out the scriptures, for example. And then when it comes, we're going to be ready from a spiritual standpoint. We're going to be ready to say, okay, now's the day. Here he comes and goodbye. No, but from a life standpoint, preparing for the end times is going out there and living the life that he told us to live. You know, to go and fulfill the scriptures and the guidelines and instructions he told us to live. So, you know, that's preparing for judgment day, right? It's the doing his commandments and keeping his word. That's preparing for judgment day. But the fear that's being spread with the, you got to save up. You got to get out of the cities. Like if the end times were here, they wouldn't be in the country, right? They'll just be in the cities. You know, but when I see people talk about these things, I'm like, what? You know, times are harder now than ever before. For who? For us? They were hard just back in the days for other people. You know, during the Great Depression, now I'm sure they thought, well, maybe there were pastors preaching back then, this is the end times. Look, we got to wait online for food. You know, or something else. Even last year, when people saying, oh, we can't come out of our house, martial law is in there and all this stuff. This is the end times. You know, just every time something goes on that doesn't go along to people's liking, we have a message of the so-called body of Yeshua that, you know, of doom and gloom is amongst us, and it's time to just lay down and nothing else we could do. We can be preparing and all this. I'm not one for that. I'm one to say, go up there and tell people. Go out there. Look, if this, you know, how many of you, if you believe this, the end times, are you spending your time stocking up some basement or some your shelves with canned food and canning food? Or are you going out there on the streets and street preaching and letting people know that Yeshua is coming, the time is near, and we gotta let as many people know as possible? How are you spending your time? If this was the end time, how are you truly spending it? Are you spending it, you know, more concerned about all your insurance and everything else on your house and your retirement plan and everything else? If you truly believe the end times are amongst us and you're preaching to people that the end times are here, you shouldn't be saving your money in a bank, right? What are you saving your money for if the end times are here? Oh, the end times are here. Do you see the price of houses? So? My Bible doesn't tell me that has anything to do with the end times being amongst us. You know, my Bible talks about different types of wars than the wars that are going on. You know, my Bible talks about a famine that's going to go on, that truly there's going to be no food, not this make-up thing that, oh, there's no food in the shelves in the stores. That's not what I see when I go into stores. I see a housing market where they're building houses. There aren't enough houses. And people are looking to buy houses. I see the stores overflowing with foods where they're throwing food away. We live in a time today where we're throwing more food away on a daily basis than ever before in the history of man. There's no food shortage in most countries in this world. You know, more people are dying from overeating and overconsumption of these things. That doesn't look like the end times, what they're talking about in Scripture to me. You know, and yes, are there people starving in the world? Absolutely. Yes, are there people around the world that can't get food or have to walk miles to just get water? Absolutely. But that's nothing new. That's nothing new. We live in a time today where you can, you know, buy something the size of, I don't know, a big suitcase and open it up and unfold it to a house. Who knows? You know, and the technology and the advancement of technology and everything else. I wouldn't say we're living at the worst times in every history of man. I'll say we're living at the best time of the history of man. Because we have more knowledge about Yeshua now than ever before. We have more study tools about Yeshua than ever before. More people are, as much as it doesn't seem so, more people know about him now more than ever before and are waiting for him ever before. At the same time, there are more people that are against him than ever before. But this is popularity. This is just the world and the way it turns and the way it goes. You know, and a lot of people want to make predictions and everything else. I was talking to somebody the other day and they said, well, we're not going to be here in 2 more years because he's going to come before that. That's a very dangerous statement. That's a very dangerous statement. We need to love our life and love everything he gave us and, you know, and be prepared from a standpoint of just understanding that this can all end today. This can all be over with today. On our time. But all fulfillment and prophecy has not been fulfilled yet to say that the end time is amongst us. And I don't believe now is more prevalent than any other time in the past with all the stuff going on in the world, because there's always been stuff going on in the world that was absolutely crazy. That was absolutely crazy. And every generation since the time of Yeshua could have said, the end times are amongst us. Look what's going on in the world, whether it's the Cold War, whether it's the AIDS, and whether it's the COVID or whatever it was. The end times are amongst us. You know, so always. Yes, they're amongst us. When they hung Yeshua on that cross, the end times become amongst us. But how do we prepare for the so-called end times? What do we do and how do we live? You know, and you know, be careful with this. Be careful with this. It says in the scriptures to take heed, watch, and pray, for you do not know when the time is. Yeah, so we need to be careful. We need to be careful and you know, we need to be diligent in looking for these things and be on guard. You know, but it says also, do not be carried away by the error of the unscrupulous people. Or lose your own firm commitment. But grow in the grace and knowledge of Yahweh. And Yeshua. We need to understand that. Hallelujah. So the question is, are you ready? Yes. Are you ready? But ready doesn't mean my house is loaded with canned food. I got gas in my car. I got an extra gas container filled up in the trunk. You know, I got a vacation destination to roll to, or I got a, you know, I got the barbed wire all around my property. That's not what be ready means. You know, be ready from a spiritual sense. You know, you're not freaking out when you start seeing things that's supposed to happen. Yeah. You have Yah's peace and shalom no matter what's going on in the world. You're not going into deep depression and drinking and drugs because the price of gas has went up a couple of dollars a gallon and you got to spend 10 more dollars to get somewhere. You know, or something like this. You know, again, when you could press a button and have food at your front door and a couple of minutes later, I don't consider that even close to the end times. You have more advanced technology now than ever before in the history of man. Man's living longer than they ever lived before in the history of man. Yes, there's wicked, wicked, wicked sick people around the world today that are living so far against Yahweh and pleasing the devil every single day. And doing the most wicked things you could ever imagine to man. Yes, there are, in certain people's minds, unjustified wars all over the world, and war still exists, and people are innocent, people are dying every single day. But that's not new. That's just the media being more popular and mind-controlling than ever before. That's making it appear and over-sensationalizing the stuff that's always been going on. The scriptures say there's nothing new under the sun. And it's true. There's nothing new out there today that hasn't been going on in the past. Nothing new. Whether it's from viruses and diseases, whether it's from people dying innocently and people getting persecuted and people getting murdered and all the wars around the world. There's nothing new. The media is doing a good job to make it appear that, oh, things are happening now that never happened before. Must be the end times. No. So, I want to encourage you all. I want to encourage you all to pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent, submit and rejoice in our wonderful Creator. Because your end time may be today, but the end times, it doesn't fulfill scripture to say they're amongst us now. But whatever you decide to do, and if you decide you feel more comfortable saving up food, if you decide more comfortable of saving up gas or whatever you want to do, so be it. I'm not going to be here telling you you shouldn't do that or don't do that or you're wrong for doing that. I just want you to be encouraged and to be joyful to know that Yah doesn't want us to be fear of man. He wants us to go out there and proclaim the good word of Yeshua. So please go out there. And you know, the message we should be giving others is Yeshua died for us. And the question should be for them, do you want to hear more about that? Not, the end times are amongst us. Yes. I know the scripture says, repent, repent, the kingdom is near. I get it. I get it. You know, if you are going to give a message about somebody's last day, this could be your last day here, Yeshua died for you, and so on. Try to do it in an encouraging way, not a fearful way. It's bad enough we have a tough time getting people to understand the wonderful, beautiful story of Yeshua. But to give them this doom and gloom message of the end times are right around the corner, you better get right, and all this stuff. We want to push them to an urgency, but not out of fear. We want to do it out of love. Yes. We want to push people to come to know Yeshua, not out of fear, out of love. So that's what I think we need to focus on. You know, oh, I love my life, and I want you to experience the joy that I'm experiencing. I don't want you to be in pain and suffering. Do you know that obedient to our Creator word can wipe away all these things in your life that got you down and got you sick? Because obedience and blessings go hand in hand. And our Creator says, if you love me, you will follow my words. Let me tell you about his words. We have time to talk. You know, today's a great day. I got something more that's going to make you even more richer than winning the lotto. Do you have a few minutes to talk? I want to tell you what Yeshua has done for my life. I'm not telling you about your life. I'm telling you about how he's blessed me. I feel so good. I want to share this with you today. I was down and I was broke and I was worried and I lived in fear. But Yeshua came into my life and he blessed me. And the more I stick to his word, the more blessed I am. And those blessings aren't based on a big house or how much money I have, because before I used to worry about all that and everything was up to me. No, now those blessings are waking up, sleeping with no worries or fears, and waking up with such a joy knowing that my Creator is with me. And I'm doing this what I can this day to please him. And it's a joy that man can't understand. That with all this stuff going on in the world, all this bad stuff happening, how can I be at such ease and have so much joy and be able to smile every day? That's what I want to share with you today. I want to share with you not about darkness, I want to share with you about light. And I want to give you the answer to overcome all the things that are going on in your life that's not going great. I found the answer. I learned to pray and speak into my Creator and hearing from him. Every single day I hear from him as I read his holy word. And this book's available to all of us. You see, there's no talk about the wars and the end times and running and saving for food and the fear of man and the price of gas. No, but the love of Yeshua and that he died for us. So I want to tell people, I don't deserve to be here. I don't deserve to be here, but Yeshua died for me and he wants me here. He wanted me here, he wants me here, and he wants me to live a certain way, and he wants me to tell others about who he is. And that's what I'm doing today. I'm telling you about who he is. You see, that's a much better message than making people run around in fear and what are they going to do because the end times are amongst us and the price of gas and all this. No. It's okay. Yeshua is here. It's going to be fine. I know it's not looking too well. I know we're going through our own personal problems and pain, but Yeshua is here. And Yeshua loves us. And he wants the best for us. He wants the best for me and he wants the best for you. So let's rejoice in him together. Come to a Bible study together. You know, maybe hear somebody giving a good word, whether it's online or at a local church or assembly, to encourage you to just live closer to him each day. Out of love, not out of fear. So that's what I want people to live and believe. You know, and just have a blessed day, you know, and a blessed life. Hallelujah. So thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening and hearing me out here today. You have a blessed day. Yah be with you this day and always. And shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah
Life. This is WCNO, listener-supported Christian radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast.
It's a new day if you want it to be. Hi, my name is David Usher, sitting in for our dear friend and brother, Rhett Palmer. Rhett is attending a very special family get-together that I'm sure he'll talk to you about upon his return. But today we're excited to be talking to Pastor Trevor Rayborn. Pastor Trevor,
hey,
good morning.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me here. It's great to be with you, David.
Yeah, it's great to see you again. And of course, as Christians as we are, we're coming up on some pretty exciting days.
Absolutely.
This Sunday is Palm Sunday, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that are happening on Palm Sunday, and why Easter?
Yeah, why Easter? What's the significance? What's been leading up to this moment? You know, we all have ideas of what Easter is in our heads today, What did Easter represent even for the people 2,000 years ago? What was the expectation of the Jewish followers of Jesus and the disciples? And then also, you know, the Palm Sunday being the moment that Jesus arrives in Jerusalem. You know, he doesn't come on a high horse. He comes on a low donkey, right? And he's walking into Jerusalem. And so what was their expectation? I think for all of us, it is worth re-looking and revisiting this story.